Does Hayden own a salamander? Is Millie growing a beard?
Hey.
Let them tell you a story. You get to ask a couple of questions, then decide. It's time for The Morning Crew's Would I Lie to You?
I'm telling a story this morning, but we've got a detective on the line to try and work it out. Who is it, Milhouse?
Detective Nicole from Ocean Grove Way. She's in her squad car. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. Hot on the case today.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's recap this story from H. Miller. Go for it.
So back in 2006, a mate of mine flew over to the United States. We spent a week in New York. We'd spent a week in LA. We were about sick of each other by the time we got to Vegas. We were there for a whole week, and by about day five, we thought, let's go our separate ways. I was drinking in a bar, chatting with some people, met a girl, kept drinking, 4 a.m, nowhere else to drink. Let's go to the wedding chapel, we can find some booze there. Hey, Elvis is there, let's get married. Never told anybody in my family, never even told my mate that I got hitched in Vegas.
Right, Nicole, we need you to work this out for us. We're going to let you ask a few questions to Hades. What's your first question?
Well, you know, my days of watching CSI Las Vegas have tuned me into the hotels there. So,
yes.
What hotel exactly were you in, Hayden?
I was in the Sahara, but it's now no longer there. So
okay.
This was 2006. It was demolitioned back in 2010, I think.
Okay.
Had an indoor roller coaster. It was unreal.
So, Likely story.
Yeah.
Next question.
Very convenient for you, isn't it, Hayden? Well, next question is, now, why does no one know about this story? I mean, even your mate, if it was all a bit of a joke, why have you not disclosed this before now?
I think I was embarrassed.
Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. And I don't... It was kind of one of those things, you wake up the next day...
Did I or didn't I?
Oh, I've got a fuzzy head.
So, no, why were there no rings?
Well, so at the wedding chapel, they give you a little sort of courtesy rings, but you've got to give them back. Because people rock up drunk. Hey, Elvis is there. Can you marry us? Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. It's like, oh, here you go. You're married now. You've got to hand these back.
Right. Nicole, we normally do two, but I'll allow one more. Did you have another question for Hayden?
Well, Hayden, you've been on air for, you know, at least 10 years now at Bay FM. Why have we not heard this story on air before? Because we've had many opportunities.
Yes, good question, Detective Nicole.
That's a good question. I don't know that I've got an answer for that, Nicole.
Embarrassed?
Guess, maybe embarrassed, yeah. The opportunity never came up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's one obvious answer to that, Nicole. All right, this game is called Would I Lie to You? Nicole, do you think Hades is lying or telling the truth?
Well, look, on the one hand, Hayden is a very fun-loving guy and I can see him doing this as a lark. But on the other hand, he's also a stand-up sort of guy with integrity, so I can't imagine him doing this and leaving the girl at the altar and not seeing her again. So I'm going to say that it's a falsehood.
Yes.
You're right. You are right.
You get the coffee and the donuts, Detective.
A total fib. Partially was true. We did meet and nothing ever happened, but we were just ran out of booze and the casino shut, so we had to wait until 8 in the next morning to wait for a little 7-Eleven across the road to open up. We bought Elvis sunglasses to wear because the sun was too bright.
Right.
But we were just friends and we were just waiting for more beer. The things you do in Vegas when you're in your mid-20s.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Drink responsibly, people. 8 o'clock in the morning's way too early unless you're on holds.
Yes.
Nicole, thank you so much for playing with us today. Enjoy your day.
A pleasure. You too.